This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Academy is wrapping up their first semester with their fourth block in filmmaking. I sat down with Ro Large. So, Ro, where are you from originally?
I'm just going to say that I'm from Sonora Island. I've been up there the past 4 years, but it feels like a lifetime that I've been up there my whole life.
Living on Sonora Island, that is a boat access only island, is that right?
Yep, or float plane.
So where were you going to school before you went to the CIA?
Serge Narrows Elementary on Reed Island.
Reed Island is also boat access only. So what made you decide to go to Cortez Island Academy?
It was my last teacher. I don't know how she found it, and she thought, oh, that would be perfect for Ro. And I remember when she told me this, she had said, I don't want to get rid of you, but it sounds like the perfect opportunity. And so she told my mom told me, and yeah, I instantly knew this is the place, this is the program I need to go to, and I'm really glad that I made that decision.
Nice. Why are you glad you made that decision?
If anything, it's because there could be so many reasons I could talk all day, but I think I'm just really glad that I made that decision because the CIA, it just has really given me the opportunity to just learn, and I'm just... Not just in the way that normal school, how they give you a sheet of paper to work through. It feels like when I learn something here, it's going to stick with me for my whole life.
You're on your fourth block now, and what was the focus of this block?
The focus of this block was filmmaking, and that was pretty fun, I have to say. One of my more favorite blocks.
What did you decide to create in this block?
Unfortunately, we really don't mean this in a mean way. We didn't exactly get to choose what we were making. It was pre-decided, mostly. And we did these little poems, we did claymations, and then we made documentaries.
How long are the films?
The poem videos, they're called the I Am From poems. Those are about 1-2 minutes long. And then same thing for the claymations, 2-3 minutes. And for the documentaries, we were given 5 minutes. That's the longest we could make it. And then I heard one group, they had said that I guess they had gotten the jackpot on their interviewee, and they apparently had, after cutting down maybe an hour's worth of recording, they had 8 minutes, so they couldn't make it any smaller. So yeah, about 5 to 8 minutes for the documentaries.
Wow, quite a lesson in editing. So what did you do your documentary on?
Each of our documentaries is on a resident of Cortez, and my group, we had to work in groups, which I don't like working in groups. My group, we got to interview Brig Weiler. She's the person we got to interview and make a documentary about.
So Brig Weiler was the subject of your documentary, and what's the most surprising thing you learned from making that documentary?
I think I was a bit surprised that Brig, to learn that she didn't really want to see her film, which it makes sense. I don't quite understand it, but it makes sense. Yeah, confusing. Yeah, she doesn't really want to see her film because she's a bit shy. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Which, when we were making podcasts and we had to listen to them in front of the whole class, and sometimes when someone would have theirs come on, they would just run out of the room. No, I don't want to hear my voice. No, it's embarrassing. In that sense, it makes sense, but I don't understand it because it's a film. You know? Everyone's going to be applauding you at the end of this.
Is there anything else you want to share about your experience with the CIA or this film festival or just concluding thoughts as you guys finish the first semester up?
Ooh, this is something that I think I really learned from the CIA. Before the CIA, I was very socially awkward. I still am sometimes, but I was hopelessly socially awkward. And one thing that I learned through the CIA is they would, of course, we were given little tests here and there for things, but the real actual tests, it felt, were just social things that would come up. And there was a couple of things, I'm not going to name them exactly because that might be sensitive for some people, but I remember in the first block, when it was still sunny out, I miss the sun, there was some things that kept coming up, kind of social problems, and resolving those was probably learning how to deal and work with people. I think that's what I really learned about the CIA, or from the CIA. And yeah, I don't think I would have learned that at a normal school. just a really beautiful experience, I have to say.
Wow. Who helped facilitate and create that experience in a unique way that you don't think you would have seen in a normal high school?
If anything, I think it was a little bit of everyone. Yeah, also just the atmosphere, and specifically because there's only 20 students, roughly.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.